Country Club FM.
Your Bob Almanac. Friday, June 26th, the 178th day of the year. According to this, it says we only have 18 days left. Somebody forgot. There's a typo here. There's more than that. We're nearing the point where it's going to be the same. We're going to get the midway point next week, and then the numbers will start to change, where there will be more on the in category than the out category.
Yes.
There'll be more days into the year than what we have left in the year. And Neil, in your 31 years, one of the major highlights has to have been seeing the birth of the Bob Almanac.
It is.
And what it has turned into.
The behemoth that it has become.
I mean, you were right there speaking about being the ground floor.
Yeah.
Can't even hold it up anywhere. You need a forklift to lift the Bob Almanac. 1819, patent of the day, the bicycle, was patented by W.K. Clarkson Jr. Before that, the main mode of transportation, human-propelled transportation, was the rickshaw. Rickshaw was number one, then the bicycle. And, of course, around the farm, we called the rickshaw. That's just a wheelbarrow.
Yep.
But bicycle patented by W.K. Clarkson Jr., 1819. 1844, John Tyler took a wife. He was a gentleman caller, and he went calling. And then he called on Julia Gardner, the lovely Julia Gardner, who was 30 years his junior.
Ooh.
She was 24. He was 54.
Ooh.
Would that be scandalous today? Now, the age difference between Melania and Donald is about that, because she's my age. So I think she's 50 now, and he's 74. So that's a 24-year. That's 24. Yeah. But this was the sitting president at 54 taking a bride of 24. 1844, though, things were different.
A little bit different.
You cannot apply 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th century sensibilities to, or you can't apply 2020 sensibilities to the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th century, right?
No, you can't. You really can't.
And we're trying to do it at times.
You know, and it gives me hope.
It gets
still
messy.
John Tyler, a guy like that, could marry somebody that far as junior.
All right. Like FarmersOnly.com. They're looking for members. He was the first U.S. president to marry while in office, by the way. That's the other tidbit about this thing. I got all hung up over the age difference. But really, John Tyler, first president to marry in the office. 1844. 1948 in the news.
The same morning the train stopped, they woke me up early. I had to fly a special run from Rhine, Maine to Berlin with high-priority military stuff. Nobody said that me and my old C-47 were starting Operations Vittles. I'd have shaved.
So this was the state. It was called, everybody knows it as the Berlin Airlift, but actually it was Operation Vittles. They had cut it off. The East cut it off. The Communists cut it off, and they needed to get food to the people in Berlin. And Operation Vittles began on this date, 1948. Twinkies being dropped from the heavens, Neil. Raining Twinkies and ho-hos and ding-dongs.
You can't go wrong there.
No. And then it was 15 years later, in that very city in Berlin, JFK.
And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Famous words today, John F. Kennedy in Berlin. Now, the translation of that is, I am a Berliner, but I guess Berliner can also be a donut. So he may have said to some people in the audience, they translated and thought that he said, I am a donut.
If you were a donut, what kind of donut would you be?
I don't know. What kind of donut would JFK have been? Yeah. I mean, he's kind of a slim guy, so it'd probably be one of the lower calorie ones, right?
Right, right.
You know, if you're a William Howard Taft, you got the big one.
That's the big jelly filled.
Yeah, that's a jelly. That's more than just a cruller. So that was 63. 1974, Troy, Ohio. A Marsh supermarket installed the first ever barcode scanning equipment made by IBM.
Wow. What year was that?
1974. Oh,
I didn't realize it had been around that long.
The first product that was barcoded and used and purchased?
Slim Jim?
Juicy Fruit Gum.
Oh, okay.
juicy fruit. Slim Jim was a close second.
Okay.
Had Slim Jims been invented in 74? That's something we need to know. We really need to fact check that. 1977, let's go to Market Square Arena in Indianapolis.
Okay.
From the most exotic location.
Oh, wait a minute. Not that one. Stand by. That's Elvis. It's obviously a bootleg tape and copy. Somebody in the audience recording it. You hear the people clapping and cheering louder than you can hear Elvis. But this was Elvis's last concert before he passed away in August of 77. This is in Indianapolis. Sounds pretty good from there.
Yeah, he still sounds like he's got it.
But sadly, it would be his last concert this date, 1977. And now this in 79.
From the most exotic locations on Earth, Moonraker will transport you to another world.
Moonraker was not my favorite James Bond movie. How about you, Neil?
A lot of people would tell you it was one of the worst.
I think they kind of rushed it, and they wanted to get into the whole space thing. You had your Star Wars. Yeah. You had the new Star Trek movie. You had Space Odyssey. You had all this other stuff. Battlestar Galactica was on TV. They wanted James Bond to be in space, too, and he just doesn't fit in space.
No, and then, you know, Jaws turned into a good guy. And,
that didn't make sense either. I mean, I was going to say the only good thing about that movie was that Jaws was in it. You know, I think I broke his freaking neck guy.
Right.
But he turns good.
Yeah.
Yeah. A face change, a face turn, as they say in pro wrestling. Who would have thought that would happen?
Right.
Although Dr. Evil did a face change, too.
Well, that's true, too.
Think about that. So Moonraker, this date in 79, then 87.
Dan Aykroyd.
Ma'am.
Is Sergeant Joe Friday. Tom Hanks is Detective Pep Strebeck.
I'm your new partner.
There's a dress code for detectives in robbery homicide. Section 3-605.10.20.22.24.70.80.
My name's Friday.
Could anybody else have played Friday other than Dan Aykroyd?
He was... fantastic.
He was outstanding.
He was very entertaining, fun movie.
Was he pursuing the Virgin Connie Swale?
He was, and he landed her.
Were they bordering on spectacular?
Yes, they were.
I thought they were. So Dragnet, the movie, premiered on this date.
If you haven't seen it, see it.
1987, 2001 in the National Hockey League.
Joe Sakic will come out to receive it as captain. The Stanley Cup winning Colorado Avalanche. And after 22 years, Raymond Bork!
So it was 17 days after Ray Bork lifted the Stanley Cup, the chalice, above his head. He announced his retirement on this date. He had played like 21 seasons with the Boston Bruins, never won a cup, and then went over to Colorado. And
I was glad to see that, actually.
Exactly. The Avalanche fans adopted him, and then they won it. I think they traded him over at the trade deadline or late the year before, and then the next year he played the entire season. He played in 19 consecutive All-Star games, Ray Bork.
Super skilled.
He's a hero in Boston.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was the state 2001. And one other note, again, sports related.
On behalf of Reds ownership, it is our privilege to retire Pete Rose's number 14.
Pete Rose, his number was retired on this date. Reds actually had to get special permission from Major League Baseball to do this because of Rose's lifetime ban.
Sure.
It's too bad Marge Schott wasn't there to enjoy in it.
Right.
She had...
And Shotzi.
Shotzi, the dog.
Right.
So that was 2016. We have birthdays now today. It's a special anniversary edition of the Bob Almanac, 31 years for Neil Freeman. So these are all the people that are celebrating birthdays on Neil's anniversary day.
You don't have to be a star, baby, to be in my show.
Funny thing is, there wasn't anything good on this date in 1989. The day you debuted on this radio station was the most boring day in the history, at least of 1989. There was nothing on there. China did something with their money, and that was about it.
Oh, boy. Well, it was quiet.
What you want? You want your first date. People want to remember you on that day.
Yeah.
They don't want something big happening.
I didn't need
that. They didn't want to be doing the day that Chernobyl exploded
right.
Be the same day that you would debut. So Billy Davis Jr.,
guy can sing.
He's 82. He was with Marilyn McCoo.
There she is.
Marilyn McCoo. They were both, of course, from the Fifth Dimension, and then had that song as a duo, and it was a dandy.
Yes.
The Clash on the guitar, Mick Jones. Not to be confused with the Mick Jones from Foreigner, this is Mick Jones from The Clash.
Both fine guitar players.
They are. They can saw and hammer and paint. Mick Jones, 65. No, one year his junior, the sultry song stylings of Chris Isaak.
Very unique.
It's a steamy song, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it is.
You're in a sauna, you're going to want to play this. 64 today. I have more songs. 70s, 80s, 70s Billy Davis Jr. and Marilyn McCoo, and then 80s Chris Isaak, and the lead singer from Berlin, Terry Nunn. The love theme from Top Gun. And as far as love themes go, it's pretty good.
It is.
Probably top 10 if you go all love themes from all movies. I wonder when the new Top Gun comes out, whenever that is, if it does eventually happen. If they'll call on Berlin to maybe do a new tune.
Should happen.
Terry Nunn, 59 today. More music. She was in the band Scandal, and she was so big they needed to say that she was featured. It was Scandal featuring Patti Smyth.
Not Smith.
No, Smyth. Smyth. 63. All right, we break away from the music.
R. What's that stand for?
Robin. Riddler and Two-Face can make a pretty lethal combination. Figured you could use a hand.
Two against two are better odds.
Batman got his sidekick, Neil.
Yep.
Oh, we have people that are offering congratulations to you. More happy anniversaries. Lesson Anoka loves the day when you said, Engen, you're dumb. Now, nowadays, that would be bullying. But
right.
Back in the sensibilities of, 5, 6 years ago,
yeah.
That was okay.
Yeah.
Dave from Manaville says, speaking of Robin, you're one of the great sidekicks ever, right up there with Walter and Gabby.
Nice.
That'd be Brennan and Hayes, I'm assuming,
sure,
right?
Sure, I would think so.
Noel has chimed in. Mike and nice. Rogers, nice. He's loving you. Greg and the VIP table people Request Lunch Hour. Tom and Osseo. Todd and St. Michael.
Holy cow.
He also wants to know if Confederate Railroad has changed their name. Yes, they've changed it to Confederate Choo Choo.
They thought railroad
FYI.
Was...
Yeah, exactly.
People getting railroaded out of town.
Who else we got going here? Edna says congratulations.
Wow.
Edna chiming in here.
Very kind. Thank
as
you,
well.
Folks.
And that's Chris O'Donnell as Robin.
Right.
He's the big 5-0 today. And it wouldn't be a special day for Neil if we didn't do... Because what time is it?
It's TV theme time.
Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. They were on, then they were gone, and then they came back on again, and I guess now their current run is about to end.
I think so.
He's 51. Nick Offerman.
My name is Ron Swanson, and I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about the miserable, screwed-up world of local government.
Wow.
You mustard in your mustache.
Don't sass me, Berkus.
Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation. He steals the scene in any movie that he is in. And he does commercials. He's a funny guy. I like him.
Yeah,
he's got a great mustache,
so.
Too. Yeah. He's 50. Gretchen Wilson, 47. Very we'll nice. Offer up a Gretchen Wilson song for you to start your Bobathon with, Neil.
Count
today's rapper of the day is Fat Trell.
Oh, boy.
Fat Trell is 30 today. And singer Ariana Grande. Now, I like so many of her songs, and so many of her songs are so important to me, Neil. I didn't have the heart to pick just one.
Really?
So we're going to go without any Ariana Grande songs, but we can mention that she's 27.
Lovely lady as well. Gone but not forgotten today. We start with Civil War General Abner Doubleday. You may remember him from the Civil War. A lot of people credit him with helping to develop and create the game of baseball.
In theory.
1819 for Abner Doubleday. We have German aviation pioneer Wilhelm Messerschmitt. Didn't they name planes after him?
Oh,
the Messerschmitts.
You better believe it.
Yeah, he was born on this day, 1890, 8. Actor Peter Lorre.
$5,000.
You would clasp your hands together at the back of your neck. I intend to search your offices, Mr. Spade. I warn you, if you attempt to prevent me, I shall certainly shoot you.
Go ahead and search.
Will you please come to the center of the room?
Who had buggier eyes in Hollywood? Was it him or Marty Feldman?
I'd almost go Marty Feldman.
I think but
I like Peter Lorre's delivery style, and yes, it's kind of talking out of the side of his mouth. He was great with
Humphrey Bogart Maltese Falcon.
Also in Casablanca. Peter Lorre was born on this day, 1904. Speaking of Elvis, I'm sure Colonel Tom Parker was at Indianapolis with him on his final concert today. He was Elvis's manager for a long time. Born on this day, 1909. One of the fine athletes of all time is Babe Didrikson Zaharias, who was born on this day in 1911. And one more, actress Eleanor Parker. She was in The Sound of Music. She thought she was going to get married.
Right, and I have audio here. Oh, I dug up some audio. Right.
Goodbye, Maria. I'm sure you'll make a very fine man.
No, it's the Baroness who is going to have to go to the Nundum.
Julie Andrews should have said, I'll be back.
Yes, and she was. And what was wrong with the Baroness? Why did the captain go for Maria?
He didn't like the long Phyllis Diller like cigarette holder that she had.
Did Baroness not be able to sing? Was she?
Oh yeah, she no. She
or was it, did she emit a foul odor?
Something was haywire there. Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, Parker, Maria was very good with the kids.
Yes, she was.
That had to be a key.
She was in The Sound of Music, also in The Man with the Golden Arm, Eleanor Parker, 1922, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
We wrap up yet another week here on Total Country Bob FM. I'm sure during your Bobathon, you'll remind people, Neil, where people can see you.
Yes.
Here today for and later on, later today and this weekend, and then Monday for some big-time Bob FM live remote broadcast. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Holly Dunn? There Goes My Heart Again, 1989 song, Neil.
Yes.
From that special year for you. Kenny Chesney, Beer in Mexico, or, as I had promised, the birthday girl, Gretchen Wilson. How old did we say she was? 47 for Gretchen today. Work hard, play harder.
I think we should do that.
Might as well.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Faribault. KLCI.